Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello, and welcome to your fall asleep fast hypnotic session from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name is Mark Tyrrell, and I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge. For the duration of this download, you can either be tucked up in bed at night, or you can listen during the day, as the effects will influence your nighttime experience. The hypnotic relaxation will gradually fade away, and you won't be asked to open your eyes, as of course, you may be tucked up in bed, drifting off to sleep. Before you start to relax deeply, I'm just going to say a few words about the process and experience of falling asleep. Before you go to bed, of course, you need to wind down. It's a great idea not to watch TV just before bed, as it tends to encourage alertness. And again, don't eat too much either, as digesting a heavy meal can slow down the process of falling asleep. In order to relax deeply, you need to be able to leave the daytime world behind. Thoughts and concerns are stimulants and need to be locked behind in the daytime world. Your nighttime is for cozy relaxation and deep replenishing sleep. Of course, falling asleep isn't a competitive sport like a sprint race. You set the scene for winding down and falling asleep, but you don't try to fall asleep. Instead, you just allow it to happen naturally. In fact, it's often the trying that gets in the way. People are more likely to fall asleep when they're tired and trying to stay awake. So you need to get good at allowing it to happen. It's just no good being competitive about falling asleep. Sleeping pills may get people off to sleep, as may alcohol, but the quality of sleep itself suffers. It's not just a question of getting off to sleep, but how well you sleep once you're there. In order to fall asleep, your focus of attention needs to shift somewhat. Your focus changes from external to internal awareness. As you drift off to sleep, you naturally become progressively less aware of your surroundings, and conscious awareness, as your subconscious becomes your main channel of awareness, and your everyday consciousness fades away. A recent scientific discovery shows that body temperature has a vital role in the onset of sleep. New research shows that your body needs to drop its core temperature in order for sleep to initiate normally. In fact, about 1.5 hours before your normal sleeping time, your body starts to lose heat from its central core. This brings on increased feelings of tiredness and sleepiness. This change is very slight, and you wouldn't consciously notice it, but it explains why going to sleep in an overwarm environment can be difficult. Studies of people who regularly take longer to fall off to sleep show they consistently have higher body temperatures immediately before sleep. If it takes your body longer to lose the heat that's keeping you awake, then it will take longer to fall asleep, even though the difference we're talking about is only between 0.5 to 1 degree of change. In order to drop the core temperature, your body needs to act like a radiator. Heat from the central core transfers to areas such as the hands, face and feet, causing the peripheral skin temperature to rise and then lose heat to the surrounding environment. This is why wearing socks or using hot water bottles can draw heat away from your center and make you feel sleepy. However, you don't need to rely on socks or hot water bottles, which are not the sexiest item around. Research also shows that people can be trained to alter their core body temperature through hypnotic visualization, which in turn puts the body in sleep mode. The easiest way to do this is to imagine the hands or feet warming up. And over 95% of people successfully raise their hand temperatures on the first hypnotic attempt. So you can become very good at relaxing and actually hypnotically altering your core body temperature to encourage sleep onset. Now, you can just close your eyes. That's good. And you can really just begin to relax so deeply. Because your unconscious mind, the part of you that takes care of instinctive processes, knows exactly how to relax, even if the conscious you doesn't know how to relax. And certainly, you have had the experience at some time or another of being outside on a warm day. And the heat on the skin is something your skin knows about and can get a sense of now in your imagination. And when the sun shines brightly and you feel a warm breeze on your face, just get a sense of that now within your imagination as you relax deeper. And you really don't need to try to rest deeply. But a part of you can just notice what it feels like to feel so calm and relaxed. And there may have been times when you've just been relaxing on a warm day. And maybe you'd found you just have to close your eyes like a physical necessity. And of course, you knew where you were, maybe by the sea or in the countryside somewhere. But sometimes you began here and there to forget where you were, drift in and out. So that sometimes you'd be aware of people around you talking, but then all their talking might start to seem like the sounds of a waterfall or birds singing Or maybe you'd stop hearing them altogether. Although your ears still, of course, register the sounds. But your mind doesn't notice anymore. And it's interesting that in such times, when you're just so tired and sleepy, and sounds come in and out, and a warm breeze plays over your face, and you forget to remember sometimes those things around you, how you just become more aware of the images and sounds and dreamlike sensations from your own mind, rather than the sounds outside, such as the sea, coming in and out over sand or pebbles, or birds singing in trees as you relax deeper. And it can be like having a soothing, protective shell around you that transmits sleep waves into every part of you right now. And when you go to bed to sleep deeply, it's as if daytime thoughts are just locked away and become as infinitely distant as things that occurred millions of years ago or happen hundreds of millions of light years away. Because daytime becomes locked away. So you're private and relaxed, comfortable and cozy, far away from your daytime times. As nighttime is a cozy compartment of calm and comfort. And sometimes that hand becomes so relaxed and warmly comfortable. And sometimes you notice that at any other time you don't. And in your mind, you can be absolutely anywhere doing anything. Like when you're comfortable and relaxed indoors and outside. It's blowing a blizzard, and certainly your mind can get a sense of what that is like as you rest deeper, with the snow gliding and swirling, and the landscape so changed by the white covering. And the icy blueness of the air, but all nice and cozy inside. And you may notice those warm, relaxing feet and hands. Or they may just be warm and relaxing without you particularly noticing. And while drifting deeply, fast asleep, and relaxing deeper with each and every breath, there could be a very regular sound, like a tap dripping, or the sound of traffic, and in your mind, the water sound becomes a gentle, distant drumbeat, or the sound of distant cars becomes the sound of the distant sea, and the start of a beautiful little dream. And it's like when someone is so tired and exhausted and has been trudging for mile upon mile just to find some shelter and somewhere to rest, and they are practically asleep on their feet. And they will give anything to lie down somewhere, just half comfortable, and rest, and plunge into a blissful sleep. And the clock changes when you sleep deeply, and time alters as you rest deeply. And with that warmth in the hands and feet, your immune system works so well, making you feel so much better for this relaxation and comfort. And beautiful colors come to mind and let you relax even more deeply with sensations of such comfort and calm. As you sleep deeply, all through, deeply and well.